The number one reason people cite to start their own business is to be in charge of their own destiny. That's followed by financial independence and flexible working hours. It's true. You know, when you own your own business, you'll be shocked at how flexible your hours become. Suddenly, you can work nights and weekends. Where's Nicole Brown off to today?
I work for a company called Behavior Change Institute. We work with kids with autism.
You're familiar with the television show Friends. Can you tell me who played Chandler's father on Friends?
Chandler's mother or father?
Chandler's father.
Okay. It's Kathleen Turner.
Yes! Thought I was going to throw you for a loop there, but you knew.
I sure did.
Could you be any luckier today? Need to give myself a pat on the back for that. What radio station is giving you the hookup today, Nicole?
KPBX.
For some, Valentine's Day, it's a romantic day filled with flowers and kisses and chocolates. For husband and father of three, Dierks Bentley, the day takes on a different reality.
We're just trying to survive on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we get about 4 hours of sleep, and it's just, we are literally in survival mode. So I think there should be a hall pass for guys in that phase. It doesn't take much at this stage for us to be excited. I mean, a dinner alone is heaven.
You guys heard about this one? This whole snortable chocolate story is quickly becoming a thing. An Orlando company has mixed snortable chocolate with energy ingredients to become the next energy boost fad. Now, I heard about this yesterday, and last night my cousin called and asked if I could help him move to bricks of Ovaltine. What the heck does that even mean? Gonna put you on the spot. What would you do with $1 billion?
I would run my air conditioner more without worrying.
100 degrees outside, but with Teresa, it would be Arctic chill.
I'd be wearing the blanket.
Let's go over to her house, man. She's got a snowbank in her living room.
Yeah.
Come on over. The skating's fine.
Come on over.
Head football coach AJ Cisco is still battling hard here for that elusive first victory. What a lot of people don't realize is that it's a rebuilding thing.
We've come a long ways. We've got a really young team, and we don't make excuses about it. Our young kids got to start to play better and get better, and they are, and they respond every day. They're learning characteristics now, even through the first 4 weeks, that will help them be successful people in life. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Man, our kids are going to be tough.
ESPN the magazine's body issue hits the streets today. Some of the 23 athletes in this year's issue include football players Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys, Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots. Personally, it's the Chris Berman centerfold that I find objectionable. Would it be comforting to you new parents to know that even country music superstars are kind of fumbling their way through new additions to their family? Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren are still adjusting to becoming parents. They brought their toddler daughter Willa Gray home from Uganda back in May, and they're just 2 weeks away from welcoming daughter number two. He candidly admits that he and Lauren are still trying to find their way while trying to prepare Willa for the new addition.
We don't have any idea what we're doing at all. And I feel like we kind of got spoiled on the front end because Willa sleeps like 12 hours a night. So that's not going to happen when the newborn comes. But like every time Willa will go touch Lauren's stomach, we'll just be like, their new sister's inside there. And obviously she doesn't know it, but we're kind of just trying.
If you didn't have your radio on this morning between 6 and 10, here's what you missed.
Kind of keep saying our newborn's name and trying to get her used to the fact that there will be a sister here in about a month.
Hey, and Lauren is officially due on August the 8th, my birthday. Caller number 5 did not have the correct answers. Who is the most decorated U.S. Olympian of all time? Is it Carl Lewis, Mark Spitz, or Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps.
You are correct, young man. 28 total in his Olympic career. 23 gold, 3 silver, 2 bronze.
And a partridge and a pear tree. Hell yeah.
The Swiss government has passed a law making it illegal to boil live lobsters. Government there says the practice is cruel, and lobsters have been proven to sense pain. They say the only two acceptable means of killing a lobster will be electrocuting it or dipping it in salt water to sedate it and then driving a knife into its brain. Seriously? You think boiling a lobster is cruel, but you don't mind strapping him to a tiny chair and putting that little metal hat on his head? What is wrong with you, Switzerland? Then you're gonna dip him in salt water and he's like, hey man, hey, at least it isn't boiling. Maybe I'm not gonna
Cold cereal, hot coffee, and Double J in the morning.
It's the only way to start your day. Country 105.3 KZZX.